hang on. So let's just put this behind. I can't find the right music, but this is the list of people whose names. This, and again, if you've got any, you can add to this. All our lists are open. And this is one we did a few years back at these very studios, and it's people whose names are coincidental with their addresses. I mean, you know what I'm saying. You know, there's people.
I'm putting my head on the side. Like
you remember?
Like the dog
you was here when we did this. I mean, like the first one is Gary of Grays. Now, if your name's Gary and you live in Gray, you've got a little anagram thing going. It's very nice. That's the least of the list. Number two on the list is Gordon, who lived in Cartoon Villas. So he was Gordon of Cartoon Villas. And there's the list, and I'll put a little backtrack on for you. And you can go down to Martin, because Martin's the best. It can't be beaten. What are the, read that list in full. Here they are. Listeners in the London area who know people whose names are coincidental with their addresses. All yours, Alice.
Gary of Grays. Gordon of Cartoon Villas, Mr. and Mrs. Dyer of Coffin Avenue, Mrs. Go-to-Bed of Little Snoring, Mrs. Bird of Woodpecker Road, Mr. and Mrs. Groom of the Paddocks, Black Horse Lane, Mr. Scratchy of Itchington near Bath, Mr. Deadman of Gravesend, Otis Lifts of Reading, Mr. Hedge of Firtree Avenue, Mrs. Tomb of Little Egypt, Mr. Blowers and his cat Tumble of Dry Lane, Mr. Bunny of Warren Lane, Liz Bird moved from Emu Road to Turkey Street and onto Ducks Walk, Karen Milton of Milton Cottages, Milton Road, Mr. George Lane, who visits a bookshop in George Lane, and the Martin name, Mr. Martin Hampshire of Martin, Hampshire.